Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
This ain't no ordinary worship. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, a new word every day, prayer, an altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and we are in the midst of our last 31 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down to 2019. So today is day 27, and our topic is decluttering yourself, SWOT analysis. Decluttering yourself. The SWOT analysis. Now, for some reason, today is Wednesday. For the last 2 days, the broadcast has not been working well. So on yesterday, I think you weren't able to hear it. And on Monday, I was told that the reception wasn't well. So on today, I'm going to incorporate the teachings from Monday and Tuesday. So that will bring you up to date. So December 1st and December 2nd, which were Saturday and Sunday, were days 31 and 30. And then Monday up until today were days 29, 28, and today 27. So by the end of this teaching today, you will be caught up on our last 31 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, where you're decluttering yourself in every area of your life, so that you will be a brand new person ready for 2019. Our scripture comes from the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 28. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how you can tune in live to Morning Motivation with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, just call in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or listen online from my ministry website at feeldefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if you can't tune in live, follow the podcast, and that way the recording will be texted to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And you do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. All of this information and everything else you need to know about me, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests and testimonies, is on my website at feeldefire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. So don't miss it. This hot breakfast, it's for you. I'm now in Luke 14, verse 28, reading from the KJV. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? We give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Decluttering yourself, the SWOT analysis. For days 29 and 28, I was also teaching from the scripture and focusing on the importance of counting up the cost in anything that we do, whether it's, you know, a marriage, a relationship, whether it's seeking a promotion on your job or deciding if you want to leave a job to go to another job, whether it's buying a home or car, you know, starting a ministry or a business, whether it's initiating a new exercise regimen, no matter what it is that we're seeking to do to enhance our lives, as we just read in Luke 14 and 28, it is crucial to count up the cost to ensure that we can not only start the process, but that we can finish it. Now, we know that God is sovereign and nothing is too hard for him. So in him, we're able to complete anything, right? Because, you know, he is the miraculous Lord. He is the miracle maker. At any given point in our lives, he can send divine intervention and fix situations that we've messed up and make things right. God is able to do anything but fail. There is nothing too hard for him. But counting up the cost is not in opposition to having the faith in who God is. Rather, it is part of the process, because the Bible also teaches us in Hebrews that faith without works is dead. So we're supposed to take stock and inventory of ourselves to make sure that what we're pursuing and what we're asking God for, what we're saying that we want, is worthy of the destiny and purpose on our lives, that it will not clutter us so much that we cannot serve God wholeheartedly, and that we will not be able to be a light, a shining ambassador of Christ. In Luke 14, the Bible was also talking about counting up the cost to be a disciple of Christ, because it takes much sacrifice to live this life. Sometimes you will lose family and friends. You may have to walk away from relationships and jobs. You may have to forfeit things that you feel would be better for you in order to receive the best that God has for you, which may not be visually evident in your life or your sphere right then. Isn't this some good teaching? Decluttering yourself. So here we are now, and I'm teaching you how to count up the cost as part of this last 31 days remove all clutter challenge with a SWOT analysis. Some of you may be familiar with SWOT. It is used a lot in corporate terminology. Before I became an attorney, I used to have, well, I'm still a registered nurse now, but I used to have a registered nurse consulting business where healthcare facilities and organizations would consult for me to come in and fix their problems and turn their facilities around. And I always had what would be the clients who were in the most crises. And so I became known as the turnaround specialist. Because no matter what problem you presented, it was inherent within me, a God-given talent, that I could solve it. And I'm still like that today. You can lay a problem out to me, and I can tell you exactly what needs to be done. Well, part of that process was to utilize a SWOT analysis, S-W-O-T, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Now, the strengths and weaknesses are an internal evaluation. What is it within your organization internally that can help you, i.e. your strengths, and that can hurt you, i.e. your weaknesses, from reaching your goal of improving yourself? The opportunities and threats were an external analysis. What is it outside of you that would be the opportunities for you to reach this goal? And what is it outside of you, be it competition or even, you know, allies that could threaten you reaching this situation? Brothers and sisters, as you count up the cost and as you declutter yourself and remove all clutter, you too must look at that internally. What are your strengths to get you to whom you know God has ordained you to be, so that 2019 doesn't just become another year of reciting non-fulfilled and unfulfilled resolutions and declarations And what are your internal weaknesses or hindrances? For example, it may be self-doubt. It may be low self-esteem. It may be your attitude. It may be your finances. What is it internally? It may even be some of your allies, even some of your family members and friends may be crabs in a barrel. What is it internally that will prevent you from being whom God has purposed you to be? Then externally, what are your opportunities and what are your threats? This is important because if you don't have the opportunities available to you to be whom you're saying you're supposed to be, then all you will do is waste time spinning your wheels. You'll never accomplish it. For example, if you're saying, I want to have my doctorate in 2019, but you don't yet have an associate's degree, then unless you're going to do something so life-changing and world-changing and impactful on the world as to cause a university to bestow upon you an honorary doctorate, for example, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., then you're not going to have a doctorate in 2019. The opportunity is not available to you. Does that make sense? And then what are your threats? Maybe, using this same example, the opportunity for the doctorate is available, but then the external threats could be that your job would not allow the time necessary to obtain this goal or to attain this goal. Or maybe the opportunity is available and your job will allow you, but the distance you have to go is so far because they don't offer this online, or it's a hybrid and you can complete part online, but you can't go the distance. So you see what I mean? A SWOT analysis. Now, our 15 minutes on morning motivation has almost run this morning, but I will guarantee you that if you work this last 31 days, remove all clutter challenge with me, because I'm working it myself, there is no doubt that you will be a much better you by January 1st, 2019. For those of you who have worked this with me for the last 2 years, then I called it the last 100 days, but that was too long for some of you. You know that my goal never changed. All I did was each year I tweak my methodologies. Well, I'm not a millionaire yet, but I am so much farther along than when I was. I can tell you that I over doubled my income this year. By the end of 2019, I will be that millionaire, it's no doubt. I didn't get married yet. But I had an opportunity to get married. That just wasn't the right person. And so I'm believing God still for that right person. Things are in the works. And in 2019, I will be married. So part of decluttering yourself is also understanding the process of patience. Because once you know whom God has ordained you to be, year by year, that should not change. What changes is your methodologies if you're seeing that the way you strategize is ineffective or not expeditiously producing results. But once you know who you are in God, it does not change. So by the end of this month, you will not only know who you are in God, but you will know exactly what you're supposed to be focusing on short term and long term. So let's pray. We're going to do an altar call. And then I got a task for you today as you declutter yourself. This first week, we're focusing on ourselves. Eventually, we'll deal with family, friends, careers, health, and finances as part of the last 31 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Father, we glorify you. We thank you for this powerful word, Lord. As we focus on decluttering ourselves, Lord, our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, so that we will not spin our wheels making aimless, resolutions, not ever really moving towards our destiny, because every year we change who we are, but that we will become grounded in you. We'll know who we are. We'll know what's supposed to be in our life. We'll know who's supposed to be in our life. We'll know who to exclude. Not that we won't stop loving, not that we won't stop praying, but we'll know who's a weight. We'll know, Father, who means us no good. We'll know the correct jobs and careers to take. Father, we'll know how to take care of our own bodies, our own health. We'll know how to live in supernatural faith and joy. This is what we achieve when we declutter ourselves within this challenge. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening. I ask you to bless them right now, to get focused on this SWOT analysis, to understand that evaluating themselves will hurt, that having to look in the mirror when it's really clean, not foggy, not with filters like Snapchat, but having to look at your unadulterated pictures of ourselves, it will hurt, but the hurt is just a no pain, no gain scenario. We will be better for having done this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Say, I will declutter myself. Let me do the altar call and then give your task, and we're going to have to end. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of our Lord. Everybody, make sure you're in church, Bible study, Sunday school. You're tuned in to Morning Motivation with me. This is part of your daily devotional. Okay, our topic for today, day 27, is declutter yourself, the SWOT analysis. Your task is to get your journal or notebook. Write down your goal. Just write it down in rough draft. I'm going to work on it with you throughout the rest of this month, and then complete your SWOT analysis. Okay, what are the strengths and weaknesses internally, opportunities and threats externally to reaching that goal? I'll see you in the morning, which will be day 26. I love you. I love you. Be blessed. God has greatness for you.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Get ready for...